I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Bill Dupre. He's organizer of Classic Cars on 3rd. It's happening this Saturday on 3rd Street in Marquette. And we found out all the details about what's happening with this special show of classic cars and much more. Here's Bill Dupre.
We are closed from Park Street to Michigan Street, and the Downtown Development Authority is standing behind us, and we just think it's a cool event. It's our second year. Last year, we had about 160 cars registered. The weather looks favorable.
It does. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. This is 3rd Street in Marquette that will be closed off. What time do they start bringing, when do the cars start showing up? What's kind of the time frame?
Registration is 10 to noon, and then the show is noon till about 3:30 when the awards are given out. Cars usually start showing up a little bit before 10. Everybody wants their favorite parking spot.
Well, I popped by there last year when it was the first one, and I was just stunned with, the cars that were there. You was blocks upon blocks on 3rd Street in Marquette, and that's actually a cool place to walk because it's a relatively flat street, a good street to do it, and there were cars and trucks and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody had a good time, and it's a good venue, and we didn't get any complaints, and everybody's looking forward to this year's show.
So tell me a little bit about, this is the second year now. Where'd this come from? What was the idea behind it?
Thanksgiving Day of 2015, we lost our daughter to domestic violence. So we thought that we would try and do something good out of this. And all the proceeds last year were donated to the Women's Center. And after we paid our bills, we gave the Women's Center over $10,000.
Wow, that's fantastic. And that's the case again this year, is it's for the Women's Center, which, of course, is there to provide the services that they do. But it's an easy way to kind of help out. You can come by and check out some great cars, can't you?
Certainly, yeah. Registration is $5. It's open to the public. It's free for the public viewing. We'll have bucket raffles, and the Women's Center will be doing a 50-50 draw every hour.
Yeah.
And the public can get involved in that.
Now, I got to ask you, is there still time for someone that might be listening that has a classic car to get registered, or are you starting to fill up here?
No, we honestly, people don't pre-register for car shows very often.
They just show up.
They show up, and they wait. When they get up in the morning, they wait and see what the weather's like.
Looking like it's going to be pretty good. So they'll just show up. So that registration time is, again,
10 to noon.
And there'll be there's a tent or something area set up.
Right on Prospect Street between Third Base and Border Grill, that street right there. The girls will have all the bucket raffles and a registration table, and they'll come down and see them, and they'll take care of you.
So what's the time again on Saturday for folks to come by?
10 a.m. to noon, and the show is noon till about 3:30-ish when we start giving out trophies.
That's Bill Dupre, organizer of Classic Cars on 3rd. It's happening on 3rd Street in Marquette. Starts at noon for folks to come and check out the cars. But if you'd like to get registered, make sure you get there at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they'll get you set up as soon as they can. All proceeds raised will go to benefit the Marquette Women's Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.